Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. We're Big JD and Lippo.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing great on this wonderful Thursday morning.
In Windsor.
And in winter?
In Windsor.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't know it was winter.
No, you wouldn't. This might as well be California. It's like 50-some degrees.
Right now, yeah.
Well, right now, yeah.
Yeah. Recording the show a couple days early.
That's right.
And it's amazingly mild out.
Amazingly mild.
Yes.
I like that. That's like a really nice, it kind of rolls off the tongue nicely there on a Thursday morning.
That's the only kind of words I like to use, the ones that roll off my tongue and out of my lips and into your ears.
Out of his lip. Bow. So what's happening with you these days? Anything?
Well, I was part of a movie on the weekend.
Last no.
Week. Yes, I
no.
was. Yeah.
No.
I'm a movie star.
Wow. What'd you do in this movie?
I performed.
Oh, did you? Okay,
yes.
It's one of those movies. Long John Lippo.
Well, it was the this and that movie.
There was this and that?
Yeah.
A little bit of this and that?
Yeah. There was Long John was there, but I was the other half.
Short John. Yeah, well, I think people that listen to CGM, which is many here in the city, know that it's the Four on the Floor music documentary film.
It's in the process of being filmed right now.
Yeah, and the gig part of that was on Saturday at FM Lounge, and you were part of that.
Yeah, it was fun.
The cat's kind of out of the bag now.
Well, yeah.
Because it was a big secret.
It was a secret to me who I was playing with, that's for sure.
Right.
I had no idea.
And how did that go for you when you were...
Well, once I saw Ken Kodstadt there, I was like, oh, that's cool that he's here. And I had just seen him earlier in the day. I went to Long McQuaid's here in the city,
yeah.
And I saw him in there, and I had no idea. If I would have talked to him for any length of time, I'm sure he would have said, you know, come out to FM Lounge tonight or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How'd you get, what's the bass player's name?
The bass player is Kevin Gagneau.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Which they both work at Long McQuaid.
Kevin doesn't know. That's a different Kevin. Are you talking about the other Kevin?
No. I know the other Kevin you're talking about.
That Kevin doesn't work at Long McQuaid's?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Gagneau?
Yes.
No.
No, not the bass player. I'm sorry. Yeah, no.
Only Kenny does. Unless you're talking about our sound guy.
The sound guy, that's
okay,
what I was thinking.
Chris Martin, yeah.
Chris, that's
Chris
his name.
Chris is from Long McQuaid.
What am I thinking of? And he plays bass, though.
He does, right. He
that's
plays
what
bass.
Confused me.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
He plays bass in the Long McQuaid Jam Band.
I didn't
even
know who I was
there.
Playing bass with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kevin Gagneau, who is totally amazing.
Yeah, he's good.
The five string. I love that low bottom
boom,
end, man.
Boom.
It's very, very cool. Brett LaJoy, of course. And Lippo, yeah. And that's Four on the Floor. And actually, I'm writing, directing that film, and we actually have a domain now, and that's fouronthefloor.ca.
And that's the number four.
Right. Thank you.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Here we are in the CGM newsroom. What have you got for us?
There's a gentleman who was very lucky today. Well, actually, he's lucky twice.
It's really?
An 86-year-old gentleman. His name's Daniel Holliday, and he was driving down AC Row,
mm-hmm.
and a leaf spring flew through his windshield and out the back of his window of the SUV he was driving.
Really?
Yeah. How lucky is that?
Wow.
And earlier in his life, he was in World War II. And he went through the no man's land field there, getting shot at like crazy. He mm-hmm. said, this experience here was more scary than that experience.
Wow. And he ought to know.
He ought to know, exactly. So that's, and they have no idea where the leaf spring came from. Somebody might, it might have just fell off a vehicle, and then another car in front of them might have spurred it up or whatever, but it ended up, you know, you're driving 100 kilometers an hour down EC Row.
Yep.
And this comes flying through your window. It can be a very scary experience, but he's none the worse for wear.
Also locally, a 25-year-old Kingsville man was killed Sunday when he lost control of his snowmobile.
I saw the picture, though. That's
That sucks, man.
Yeah, for you to be alone on your snowmobile, and he didn't hit anything either. It was just they found him with the snowmobile rolled over probably or whatever, and probably sustained some severe head injuries, I assume. So that's yeah, it's too bad.
Something in music, Tony Iommi has lymphoma.
I heard that.
Guitarist for Heaven and Hell and, of course, Black Sabbath.
Guitarist for Heaven and Hell. Okay.
Yeah, well, they're called Heaven and Hell at recent time because of with Dio, who just not that long ago passed away
too, yeah.
But I guess they're still going through working on the new album or CD, whatever you want to call
release.
It.
I call it a release.
A release, okay. Yeah. That's not what I call a release, but hey.
Okay, breathe deep and release.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yogurt. So they're going ahead with the release still, and I wanted to say record this time. They're not 100% sure what's going on with the tour yet, but hopefully it's all going to be okay because he's got to consider treatment now, I guess. So which right. I don't know what that's going to entail exactly. What's the one skin cancer? Melanoma.
Melanoma.
There's so many different anomas.
I have to think that lymphoma has something to do with your nodes.
Oh, that's what it is. It's the lymph nodes.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to have to do a cancer show.
No, let's not do a cancer show.
That's right. It's lymph nodes. But I don't know if that, you know, where that,
if that's, under
if
your
it's
arm
somewhere specifically, yeah. But yeah.
We have them all over our body. Not all over, but in very specific spots.
Yeah.
It's not in one place.
I don't know if that actually refers to everywhere or all lymphs.
Lympho nodes.
Yeah, and you have some other news for us as well?
I have
I'm sorry. I saw something in news, some news on your computer, but that was not for this news segment, right? Wasn't that?
This right here?
What I saw. No, on the vehicle.
Right, it's not for this segment.
Okay, yeah. So we say
I just wanted to mention that we all heard about that Italian cruise ship that hit the rocks in near Italy.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, the ABC had just recently got the transcriptions for the talking between the captain and the authorities on the shore. And basically, the captain did not want to go back on the ship. He bailed.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know that.
And they were telling him, you got to go back on there. If you're the captain, get up on the ship and see who's left in there.
Yeah, basically. Everybody's supposed to get off before the captain.
Pretty much.
The captain's supposed to go down with the ship. That's the old saying. Yeah. Now, whether or not, I mean, if he can get off with everybody is good, but
as long as you know everybody's off your ship. If you're a captain and you get off and someone dies on your ship.
A lot of going down and getting off there on that ship. What was going on that ship?
What was going on? Good one. So it would seem as though this captain is a coward.
Oh, absolutely. Captain Coward.
New cartoon.
This week's show topic is
odds and probability.
Odds and probability. Or, I thought you were going to say odds and ends.
Or probability and odds.
I guess you could say, what are the odds that you might say one of those over the other?
50-50.
So let me tell you a little bit about what probability is. Ordinarily used to describe an attitude of mind toward some proposition of whose truth we are not certain.
Wow, that's thick.
It is. It's kind of deep for
morning.
Thursday morning. Yeah. Let's go back to bed.
Let's take another sip of our coffee.
Or tea, or whatever the case may be.
Probability actually equals little n over big N.
Oh.
Which the little n is what?
Little end?
Little n.
Right.
Script end.
That's right.
Which represents your favorable outcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's what probability is all about, right? Odds to what's going to be the outcome of something. And that is over a large N, which is the number of events that can happen. Flipping a coin.
Would you call me?
Flipping a coin.
Oh.
I didn't call you anything.
All right. Flipping a coin. That's one way of looking at it.
So
simple.
Yeah.
It's math.
That's what it is. It's probability.
Basically math. Yeah, we're talking about math this morning.
That's right.
Sharpen your pencils, kiddies.
It's like I'm back in school.
Pretty much. I mean, if you want to know what goes on as far as, you know, playing
as
roulette
far wheel. As anything, just listen to the morning show here with Big JD and Lippo.
Playing the roulette wheel or blackjack or flipping a coin or a football game on a Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
And so the odds of anything happening favorably.
Well, he's bringing odds into it now. That's something different, though.
No, the probability. Sorry. Odds. Okay. Odds is an actual specific quantity. It's a certain amount. But the probability something is going to happen can be described in a decimal point, and it can never exceed one.
There
the probability of something happening. So it's always a part of one point something. And so in the case of tossing a coin, obviously the probability of that happening is a 0.5.
Right.
Now, what's the probability of a head being tossed if you toss the coin four times? Does it change?
The odds of getting heads is one-onth, which means the chances of getting heads and the chances of getting tails are equal. That's your one-half chance of getting one or the other. So your chances of getting heads is 1-1, and the other is 1-1, which comes out to one-half, or one out of two. You get it?
Did you see that thing just go over my head? Wow, it was going fast.
Many times we might say you have a 50-50 chance of getting heads and a 50-50 chance of getting tails. And when we use words like this, we're talking about odds, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That's where odds comes in, which is the actual, I guess, like an outcome.
An outcome. That's what this is all about. What's going to be the outcome?
And when we say you have a 50% chance of getting heads, we are talking about probability.
Right. So that would be 0.5 or percent. You can,
and that's the chance. But what are the odds of that chance? Are the odds? The odds are the odds. Sounds like one of those little things you put in an email.
Is that the band we're going to be playing? Is the odds?
What's that even mean? The odds? Is that the band we're going to be playing? What's that mean?
There's a band called The Odds. I just thought maybe for this music segment.
Oh, actually, no. I was going to.
Okay.
But how popular is the... What's the one song they have? Homosexuality or something like that?
Heterosexual Man.
Heterosexual Man, yeah.
That's a great tune.
That's a little too popular. We'll be going with something else today.
Other than Heterosexual Man, that's right. So what else did you want to talk about as far as odds and probability? Big JD?
A few different things. One thing that, I mentioned sort of what probability is, and let's talk about exactly what odds are. The odds in favor of an event or proposition are expressed as the ratio of a pair of integers, which is the ratio of probability that an event will happen to the probability that it will not happen.
Right. So there's two sets of numbers, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Integers, as it were.
There you go. I remember taking all about integers back in the day. So gambling odds versus probabilities and gambling the odds on display do not represent the true chances that the event will occur, but are the amounts that the bookmaker will pay out a winning bet.
Okay. As far as gambling goes, that's how odds relates to wagering or, you know, the amount of money you're going to make.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Yeah, so we're talking about probability and odds this morning. Probability versus odds, you may say. And chance can be expressed either as probability or as odds in most contexts. There is no particular reason to prefer one over the other. And so most scientists tend to feel more comfortable thinking about probabilities than odds, but that's a matter of training and custom, not logic.
Well, yeah, I think probability is a more scientific way of looking at something. It gives you a specific number that something is going to happen or not, whereas, like we said before, the odds are you get two integers in there, and they're totally unrelated to each other, the numbers. But it's related to an event. Both numbers are related to an event that might happen, a probability of something happening. So you might as well get at the root of it and look at the probability.
Two integers don't necessarily make a right. No, that's two negatives. Simple distinction. The probability that an event will occur is the fraction of times you expect to see that event in many trials.
Many trials.
Yeah, and probabilities always range between 0 and 1. And the odds are defined as the probability that the event will occur divided by the probability that the event will not occur. So,
yes, that's what it comes
into, our fractions.
Yeah.
And a probability of 0 is the same odds of 0.
The probability of 0 is the same as odds of 0. Right. Well, obviously, that makes sense. That's kind of a...
Probabilities between 0 and 0.5 equal odds less than 1.0.
Well, no kidding.
And a probability of 0.5 is the same as odds of 1. So you can think of it this way. The probability of flipping a coin two heads is 50%, and the odds are 50-50, which equals 1.
Oh, I see. If you add the odds, it equals 1.
There you go. So we're back on the coin thing, but it's an easy analogy. Sort of.
So what are the odds of me winning the Lotto Maxis Friday?
There's a good question.
One is it 50-50?
One in millions.
Is it 50-50?
Well, when you talk about that, you say, you know, you have one in however many. Well, that's what it is, I guess. However many people buy, you have one in, or however many tickets you buy, you have that many chances in however many are sold, right?
No.
So how does that work?
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Why wouldn't it? That's how many chances you... Oh, right, okay.
It has to do with the numbers you picked and how many combinations and permutations of the... Oh, does that matter?
Okay, so then what is the other... What is it about yourself when you buy the ticket then? Is that... that's not an odds or a probability or... I mean, there's got to be something there for with... I mean, your own personal odds of winning, period.
The lottery?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess there's two ways of looking at that. There's your odds of actually winning anything, period, would be your ticket to however many are sold. And then the other is what? It's the combination of numbers and that whole thing. So what is the distinction between those two things?
I just don't think the amount of tickets sold has anything to do with if you're going to win or not. It's...
Yeah, it does.
That only...
Because your chance of winning is 0 if you don't buy a ticket. That's a whole other separate probability and odd thing if you're going to win at all. So there's those two totally separate things. If you don't buy a ticket, you're not going to win at all. But if you do buy a ticket, right, you have a chance of winning.
I have a chance.
Right. So that chance, there's probability and odds within that chance of you winning, of you being able to win, say. Right. You know what I mean? And then there's the other probability and chance of... What's the chance that you can win something based on what your numbers are, what comes up or what's chosen or the combination of numbers? So there's two totally separate different things of, you know what I'm saying? So
I know what you're saying.
So how do those relate to each other?
I don't think you're bringing in the fact of how many other people bought a ticket. I think that's only true if we all had our name on a ticket. And if they pick our name, that kind of deal. Whereas...
Yeah, but there's still an odd of winning at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's an odd of your chance of getting anything out of it if you don't buy a ticket. Doesn't that come into play somewhere different?
It may, but I don't you know how it relates to the odds of winning.
I guess not. It's just either that you're, well, I don't know. You have a chance to win if you buy a ticket. You have a chance to win if you don't. Is that just a 50-50? So
no.
That ends there?
No.
You know what I mean?
I think you have a warped sense of looking at that.
It's got to be something to do with the fact that you're buying a ticket or you're not buying a ticket. If you're not buying a ticket, you have no chance to win. If you're buying a ticket, you have a chance to win, period, no matter what it is or how much people or how many.
Yeah, obviously that plays into it, yes.
So I don't know. What is that, a one-to-one thing? Or? Anyway, let's move on.
Let's.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
And on Morning Music Mayhem today, it's Jeff Beck from Who Else? Even Odds.
We'll be right back.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, now we move on to what I saw on your computer earlier, which is kind of cool. What is it?
Well, as some people may or may not know, that the Detroit Auto Show is happening right now over at the Cobo Convention Center over there in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And this year, Chrysler, which is a company that I am employed by, introduced the 2013 Dodge Dart, which I used to own a Dodge Dart. It was a 1974 Dodge Dart, though, and it doesn't look anything like the new Dodge Dart. But what's cool about this vehicle is, and how it ties into the tech segment of this show, is the cluster of instruments that you see in front of you. Like normally you see, you might see a tachometer, a gas gauge, a speedometer, of course. And, you know, you might have a low engine light or low oil light, or, you know, you might have all this stuff that lights pop up behind a screen or a piece of plastic. Well, what they're doing with the new Dodge Dart, which is probably, this technology is probably in higher end cars right now, but basically what you're going to be able to do is configure that screen that's in front of you any way you want it, because it's going to be like a computer screen. So you're going to be able to, you want the speedometer on the left and tachometer on the right. Well, you can do that. You want to switch around. That's cool too. You can, of course, you can have your speedometer is always going to be available to you, but it can be analog. It can be digital if you want it to be. So you're going to be able to customize the way that the cluster of information is in front of you, which is pretty cool. Also tied into this vehicle as well is the ability to control certain elements of it using your smartphone.
Sweet.
So there's apps on your phone that are going to be able to unlock the car, start the car, turn the heat up or down.
Wow. I like the parental controls.
There's the parental control. So if you give your kid the car, he says he's going to his girlfriend's house. So you can make like a perimeter from your house to his girlfriend's house. And if he goes outside that perimeter, you're notified. Also, if he goes over the speed limit, you're also notified.
What if him and his girlfriend both get in the back seat? There's nobody in the front. Just let them know.
Well, this is it's a small car. The version that they show here is a four-door.
Four-door, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a four and two?
No, I'm just kind of surprised.
Nobody's going to make it two-door anymore, are they?
How come?
Either that or make a very long doors.
Well, remember the Monte Carlo?
And lift up like a DeLorean.
I love the gullwing doors. So it's going to be cool that you're going to be able to keep track of where your car is, which is another thing you can do. So if you parked your car in a huge parking lot at a game or something, and you come out and say, where the heck did I park? You know, you came out a different exit or something, just pull out your phone and it'll tell you where your car is.
Right. You can kind of do that now anyway, right? With your phone in your car. There's an app for that.
There's an app for finding your car?
Yeah. It'll tell you where your car is parked. GPS. You just set up when you've parked and then you can go in your store and it'll tell you back where it is.
Yeah, of course that makes sense. Yeah, so you can mark it where you left your car.
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, obviously this is based on the fact that there's a GPS.
In the vehicle.
In the vehicle itself. And besides that, there's also an 8.4-inch display in the middle to control your temperature and your radio and all that stuff.
GPS. And it's all display? It's not knobs and stuff?
No knobs. Okay, it's all touch screen.
The days of the knob are gone.
Bummer. I could have said something sexual there.
Of course you could have.
So could you. The days of the knob are over.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
All right, this week's quote or quip, whatever the case may be. Tell us what a quip is again, Lip.
A quip is just a quick little...
quote.
Well, if you're...
Should have been called a quick.
Well, a quip is not necessarily marked down somewhere, whereas a quote is something that somebody said and somebody marked it down and said, I'm quoting you.
All right, okay.
So it's got to be recorded. Whereas a quip, it's not that important.
Okay.
But it could be in the big scheme of things we don't even know. So a quip could turn into a quote.
Would you happen to know who this character is? Walter Bagehot or Bagehot or how you would even say that? English author, born in 1826, died in 1877.
51.
51 years old, yeah.
Which probably in those days was probably living old.
You know what? It's funny, though, that we tend to think people are living longer and longer now, but it seems that people are living short and shorter lives anymore. I mean, I'm hearing people get cancer at 40, 45 and whatever, 30. I mean, obviously kids too, but more and more that people aren't living quite so long.
Right.
Why is that? It's the environment now.
I would have to think it's our lifestyle, our environment. But on the other end, the average is figured out from the people who die young and from the people who die old and from the people who die in the middle. So you're always going to have a higher average because a lot of more people are living a lot longer.
A lot more people.
And what's Walter saying?
Walter is saying life is a school of probability.
So what?
Life is a school. Life is a school of probability.
It's a school of a lot of things. Life is a school for sure.
And actually, you can just stop it right there, and that will be a big JD quote right there. Life is a school.
It is.
Hey, how do you like that? That's my quote.
And I can't wait to get out of school. Whoa, wait a minute.
It's a time, just about time for us to get out of school here.
All right.
I think I hear the bell ringing. And we're going to leave you until next week here on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning here on CJAM.
Thanks a lot for listening.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.